From what I've heard, you're using your paper not for writing, but for rolling doobies.
Welcome to the Survival Prepper Show, where being labeled a crazy prepper is a badge of honor. Learn about disaster preparedness, survival, and get ready for whatever challenges might come your way. This is not your typical prepping podcast, and they won't be silenced by the censors. Here are your hosts, Duff and Dale.
Hey there, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm sitting here laughing because I tried to do something different this week, because last time when Local Prepper was on, he was talking about how we needed music because it was just silent in the beginning. I was like, yeah, that's a good idea. So I just found something real quick today. Brian's texted me, just so you all know, behind the scenes, he's like, this music sucks.
No, I told you that music was from the Gay Bar's Greatest Hits.
Yeah. So
it's terrible.
I will have to find something else. I was looking for some elevator music-y, but I guess not a gay bar elevator.
We live in a noisy world. Quiet's good sometimes.
Yeah.
Give me 5 minutes of quiet.
Yeah, that's true. But I guess not necessarily when you're going to watch a video, though.
Well, you have music that starts. It's not that. Like, there was feedback when they were playing in that thing. Like what is that? Like some high school band with crummy electronics made? No.
It was literally terrible. Just to find a song real quick and put it in the video. So,
oh yeah, it's obvious.
any rate, how's it going, everyone? Welcome to the show. We got Jammer in the chat, Denise. Hi, Denise. Liberated Lady, Brandon. The usual suspects. What's up? Or yep, that's me. Tonight we got a few. Just more examples, I suppose, of how upside down all this crazy crap is in the world, and how the Orwell, we talk about Orwell all the damn time, but it's how all of that stuff is sort of, it used to be that something that was just foreign to the American mentality, right? And now we're seeing a lot of these different things, like when you talked about war is peace, ignorance is truth, or whatever all those sayings are. Those things were the antithesis of what being American was. These days, there's people that can sort of rationalize all of those different things. War is peace because, you know, the military industrial complex, I guarantee you can rationalize it, because they're like, war is peace because war brings people together and war makes us stronger. And you know, just the nonsense propaganda BS like that. So a few different things like that. You see what Jammer wrote in the chat? he's giving you a hard time too. Before we get into all of that, though, a few different things about Biden, you know, more censorship, more of all that stuff. I found a couple things. One thing that was kind of funny, I just wanted to start off with. And then Brian sent me this video of somebody finally getting their just desserts. This one, let me see if I can find figure out how to share this crap again. Benny Johnson on Twitter shared this, and I thought it was, this is just, I don't know if there's any commentary or anything, but this is just hilarious. Oh. All right. I just thought that when I saw that, I was like, that is freaking hilarious. Equal pay. That chick, man, I tell you what, I can't stand either one of them.
Well, so. You know, hey, man, hey, maybe she tanked it because she she's the one running around saying that they need to have males, you know, who say they're a female play in women's soccer.
Yeah.
Well, she's football, whatever you're going to call it. So, you know, it's like maybe, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's, hey, how about you just go out there and kick your little ball around and just shut the fuck up?
Yeah.
You know? Why don't you do that? Maybe if you were out there just focusing on the game and not running your mouth all the time about that shit, maybe you might have won, you know? Yeah. And dude, you want to have some fun? Go, because they, women's soccer, USA soccer posted something like, you know, they're out. Go read the thread on that thing. Go read the comments. is a dumpster fire.
I imagine
people, well, you know, it's so hard and this and that. And yeah, hey, they're playing at elite, you know, an elite level. But at the same time, like they're so worried about being political, you know, like most of them on the, or not most of them, but a lot of them on the team are enough that, you know, like go play soccer and represent your country.
Yeah.
You
know, it's sports in general. It's Hollywood in general. Everyone's got to make a stance. There's that she goes by. I mean, it's like line by line, the woke playbook, every single thing you can. Can't salute the flag, all that stuff. I mean, she takes being American to the extreme, and God bless her for the fact that she can do that crap. But I can also not want to, me and a lot of people in the country cannot want to watch her and not give a crap.
They should go lock her up in Brittany Griner's old cell over in Russia for a while and see if she, see out what she has to say about that shit.
Yeah. Griner's been awful quiet lately.
Yeah, she doesn't say a lot anymore.
I just haven't been paying attention. Maybe she realizes how good she's got it.
Yeah.
Speaking of how, this upside down world and I've seen more of these. You sent me this clip and I'm going to play it here. It's like 4 minutes long, but I got to play most of it because first of all, it's just hilarious. The way this leads off and then,
You should play the whole thing, man. This is a great clip, man. This is a great video.
Yeah. The dude is basically sitting there on the, whoever's holding the camera talking like, ain't nothing you could do about it. That's what this video should be called. Ain't nothing you could do about it. But I'm going to play this and then we can, you know, if you got any commentary or whatever, I'll pause it or whatever. Hey, real quick, for everybody listening to the podcast, it's just this dude with a hood, with a shirt over his face, robbing a 7-Eleven blind with a trash can and just filling his trash can up.
Yeah, he's rolling the trash can around the store and he has his... The opening where his head should go is like, that's his face. And it's sticking out of there. Everybody can see who this guy is.
Yeah, yeah.
Let me get a switch.
Back up. Put a gun on it. Just let him go. It's nothing you can do.
Nothing you can do.
But it's nothing you can do. It's like, they're not going to do nothing. You just have to just
play the officer.
See, but this is the mentality these days. People go in there thinking this exact thing. There's nothing. They're not going to do anything. They're going to let you go. Don't worry about it. Just go in and fill up your trash can full of shit.
Insurance?
What?
Does he have insurance?
Yeah,
you
got insurance.
No, it hurts you.
So this is like a bystander watching this, filming it. Watching this guy cleaning out the shelves.
Nothing you can do, though. There's nothing you can do, man, until you call police.
Stop playing! No.
Ain't nothing you can do, man, until police come in.
Move! Watch out, mama.
Don't. Hey.
Watch out, boss.
Ain't nothing you can do, man. Out, don't do that. Don't do that, man. Don't do that.
Yeah.
Hey, nothing there you go.
Here comes the sneak with his turban and a big old long broom handle whipping this dude's ass.
Okay, brother.
No,
nothing you can do except for this.
No, keep that shit going. That dude getting his ass kicked out, it was all cool. Like he was some badass in there robbing these dudes' stores thinking he's going to get away. But now he's like, oh, no.
Okay, brother.
Whipping that ass.
He's like, not literally screwing around either. He's swinging as hard as he can.
He's taking that mop handle and just getting full-on hits on his ass. Like, really spanking his ass.
Okay.
You done?
Yeah, I'm
done. Are you done? Are you done?
I'm done.
Now go.
I'm done.
Go.
I'll go. Let me go.
Go.
I'll go, brother.
Go.
You can't
hit me. Go. Hey, let him go. Just let him go. Just let him go.
That's enough.
Hey, that's enough. That's enough.
There he goes again.
That's enough. Okay. Hey, okay. No more.
Dude.
It's okay. Let
don't you
go.
Get up and get going.
Hey,
going.
You
get
go.
Him.
Go. You want to go? Let's go. Let's go. You want police to get him? You want to call police to get him? Police to get him? Okay.
Hey, real quick, and then I'll finish playing this, but... Yep, that's me in the chat said, these guys are under investigation by the police now.
Go dude, it's California. Like, they're going to get, you know, like, they may get in trouble with this. Heaven help them if these dudes were white.
Please get them.
Oh, no kidding. Yeah.
If these dudes were white, like, they'd be in jail right now. But because they're not white, they're probably, they might get away with it a little bit, you know? But, dude, I mean, come on. This is what everybody's tired of this shit. Like, look at that trash can right there. Full to the brim.
Yeah. And that dude's on the ground crying. That's so awesome. Yeah. But this is what needs to happen more often these days, because it has gotten to the point where it is acceptable. We're so, as a country, we're so, you know, worried about what other people, why they're stealing and this and that, rather than the fact that they are in the first place. So it needs to, if the cops aren't going to do it, if the DAs aren't going to do it, somebody's got to do it. And I guarantee you, these people that are barely making any money, they're going to do it.
And I say that about, like, if these guys were white, right? Because we have the Daniel Penny thing out of New York. There were three people involved in that. But Daniel Penny's the one that's getting balled up. Nothing else with anybody else, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, no, this is what needs to happen. If the police aren't going to do it and the cities aren't going to do it, like, people don't need to sit there and let their shit get robbed. Like, somehow, like, that's okay. You know, if you got homeless people that can't provide for themselves, well, let the city deal with that. And they're not. Like, oh, just, you know, since we're not doing anything for you, and you hear here when he asked for the soda on the way out? Did you hear that?
No. Was it right before this?
Get the fuck
down. Yeah, yeah. It was a little bit before that.
Don't come back here no more. Okay? Don't do that, okay? They shoot you.
Bro, can I get a soda?
Please. Can I get a soda?
And you do this. No.
Hey, this guy shouldn't be doing this. And the fucked up thing is, you have, like, dude, driving around here in LA. I don't know what part of California this is in. It's not Long Beach. I don't know what part of California this is. But you see homeless people everywhere. And it's, you know, the state that says, oh, we're going to do all this shit for you. They're not, you know?
Yeah.
And so you got people that are going off and robbing stores and doing all the shit that they're doing, man. Again, they've made the mess out here. You know, Gavin Newsom, Mr. Running for President, you know, out there pushing out political ads now, right? That Joe Biden's getting, they're finally coming out with Joe Biden. Gavin Newsom's out there pushing out his political ads. And that, I mean, he's the dude responsible for, one of the dudes responsible for a lot of the stuff out here.
Yeah. And it's going to, if he ends up running, or ends up becoming the president, God help us all. Denise was saying in there, the guy could also claim he was going to pay for it all after he left the store. And even though you and I know that's complete BS and he was never planning on that, I could see some lawyer and, you know, some, you know, this stupid clown world machine going to town saying, yeah, there's no evidence that you know, he was going to steal it all.
I'm sure. And especially out in this place. Like, they'll have a bleeding heart. Like, dude, if you ever want to have fun, just look at, like, some of the issues that are California-centric and look at what the people are saying out here. Like, the local Facebook group, they're like, oh, my God, we just saw a coyote. Don't hurt the coyotes. Coyotes are good. But then they all scream when their cats get snatched, right? There was, like, there was a pigeon. I think it was a pigeon the other day. And it, hit, like, was laying dead in a park. And literally these people were getting all spun up, or, oh, someone should get that and get it analyzed. Like, it's probably been eating something that had rat poison and then it died. We should get analyzed. People shouldn't use the point. Like, it's a bunch of fucking Karens running around out here with, you know, just the making up drama where there doesn't need to be drama, making up social issues constantly.
Yeah. It reminds me that what you're just talking about right there just reminds me exactly of out here in Colorado. When all the George Floyd and all that crap was going on, right? And the school resource officers, they had to get it. It's racist to have cops in the schools and all that stuff. And then all of a sudden, fast forward a couple of years later, they're talking about how they need school resource officers in there. So it's all, it's all emotional. It's all, you know, this is what feels right now. This is what we have to do because it feels right, even though it's going to put other people in danger. So it feels right to not go after these criminals because they're hurting for one reason or another, or to kick the homeless people off the street because they're hurting for one reason or another, or to let the illegal immigrants cross the border because they're just looking for help and this and that. But There's only so much you can do, dude.
It's all made to keep us distracted from the fuckery that's going around up in the at the higher echelons of everything that's happening.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and it's so obvious. Look at New York. What you mentioned, illegal immigration. Look at New York right now. New York is crying because of the illegal immigrants that Florida and Georgia or Texas and everybody sent, and maybe Arizona, I don't know, all the states sending their illegals to New York. But old sanctuary city New York isn't liking it.
Yeah.
Right. They're taking Chicago. Is it Chicago? They're taking over schools, putting homeless people in schools because they don't have any place to put them. They're getting so many. They're talking about like using a bunch of soccer fields. I mean, that'd be great because most of the people coming here love to play soccer. So in the morning, they just can move their bedrolls and shit off the fucking soccer field. And then they go out there and play all day. Right. But what's happening with that? It's impacting the schools where American citizens' kids are supposed to go. It's impacting the parks and the soccer fields and all this, where American citizens should be able to go out there. And that's why we have parks. The parks weren't meant to put house a bunch of illegals in it. Right. So, you know, again, this is all their bullshit, right? This is all, you know, for whatever reason they're doing it, they're allowing all these people, and they're trying to change the face of America. Right. Let's talk about a false flag event. Like every one of these dickheads that comes in, and most of these people are coming in because they just want a better life. Right. Like, hey, America's the land of opportunity, all that shit. But for everyone that comes in, there's a chance that person's a terrorist. And like the amount of people that we have come across that they busted as terrorists is out of control. So
yeah,
this is a total, like, they're setting up the event for it to happen. Oh, look, we got attacked from within our country. We need to stop, you know, stomp on people's freedoms. Got to keep you safe. When they're the ones literally creating the problem. They're the ones who created January 6th, right? So let's send hundreds of cops in to destroy stuff and to instigate a thing. And then we'll blame it. Like, hey, Nancy Pelosi, I'm not going to. Did you see the Tucker Carlson that they leaked the Fox before Tucker Carlson left? He interviewed the head of the Capitol Police.
Yeah, I've got the clip on here. Oh, it's like, good. Yeah. I don't have to show you my show notes. Yeah, it's right? Like you've covered three of the things I'm going to talk about all day, man.
I'm retired. I sit around and find out how our world's fucked up. And so, but you know, Nancy Pelosi didn't authorize use of National Guard troops. Like they set the stage for that to happen. Right.
Yeah.
And so again, they're setting the stage for whatever the fuck's going to happen with these people. And then they're going to blame it and tell us we all got to do a bunch of shit to be safe.
Here, let me, while we're on that, I've got a couple other things too, but while we're on that right now, let me play that. And I don't know what the deal is with this video, but it's
has bad audio.
Yeah. It's like choppy and stuff. And I thought it was maybe my internet, but it's the National Pulse or whatever, but I'll play it anyway. Just know that it's a little bit choppy, but it figures itself out afterwards a little bit, but I'll play this. Yeah. Cause this is the cop and this is what we all knew. Like when I was watching this stuff unfold, this stuff going down, and I watched the cops opening up the gates, I'm sitting here going, what the hell is going on? And then when you watch all this stuff happen and you go, I knew this was going to happen 2 weeks ago. Why didn't they know this was going to happen?
Well, and keep in mind, after this happened, right, what was some of the other shit they do besides prosecuting all the people, you know, putting people in years for trespassing and shit? What else did they do? They expanded the Capitol Police. They put field offices for the Capitol Police all over. They're all over the country now.
Yeah.
They got multiple field offices around the country. Why the fuck do the Capitol Police need field offices outside of Washington, D.C.? They don't. Just like the CIA. The CIA shouldn't have they're not allowed to operate on U.S. soil. They shouldn't be allowed to have a field office. What do the field offices do? I don't know. When you have California back in the 60s, if you read the book Chaos and the whole MK Ultra experiment, that when the writer went down the rabbit hole on that, over 200 people in the media in California alone were working for the CIA. So what do why do they have field offices? To get people to rat on each other, to get spies in our own country, to spy on our own people, to break the fucking laws of that they shouldn't be doing that shit.
Yeah. There's just no checks and balances anymore. It's ridiculous. And maybe there never was. I don't know. But let me play this real quick. And this is the police chief that was basically fired, right? Like a couple days after this all went down.
Not fair. So please go back to the role of, you said 9 out of the 18 agencies in the so-called intelligence community are military, mm-hmm. Pentagon supervised their military intel. Would they have been gathering, it sounds like they were gathering information about January 6th before it happened.
Well, again, for Milley and Miller to be that concerned about January 6th in advance, they had to be getting the intelligence from somewhere. I mean, talk about locking down Washington, that's a huge undertaking. And again, to never notify me. But when you begin to sit there and wonder about...
So you believe that they were gathering intelligence? I mean, they were...
For them to think that they're getting...
So there was... And I'm asking this because there was a very weird moment in the January 6th committee interviews. And they interviewed a man who was caught on camera by a lot of people encouraging law-breaking, encouraging people to run into the Capitol to break the law. The implication was to commit violence. He has never been arrested or charged with anything. And that's just very, very strange. People, you know, over 1,000 people have been charged, but he has not been. And so the committee released a statement saying, we are positive he was not working with law enforcement. It seems you'd have to be an idiot not to assume he's working with somebody. Why haven't they arrested him? I mean, come on, right? So my thought was, well, they didn't mention military intelligence. This guy's a veteran.
Yes.
Am I being crazy and wondering this?
No, you're not. I actually write about that person in the book. It raises concern for me, his involvement, and the fact that we haven't learned more. Matter of fact, I think the January 6th committee thanked him for his candor.
So this was never that video clip right there. I don't know how National Pulse got their hands on it, but I think it's stupid they had to put their little logo across the whole damn thing, and yeah, they couldn't get better audio. But this was something that was going to air, but he ended up getting fired before it could air, and I don't know how they got their hands on it. But I think it's pretty interesting because it's all the stuff back then that we knew was going down. We knew when you sat there and watched it and you looked with a, you know, with an open mind and all that, you saw that something, it just didn't feel right. It didn't seem right. It was wrong on so many levels, but at the same time, it's like, why are they doing that? Why are they doing that?
Well, What's going on here? They created the situation to happen. You know, in the chat, Brandon says, wouldn't you say that Chris Miller had more to do with January 6th? I'm not defending Pelosi, but there's nothing she could have really done. What the fuck, dude? She was in charge of the Capitol Police. She's the speaker. She runs it all. She could have requested National Guard troops. She could have said, hey, let's get all the intel agencies that are illegally collecting intel, or maybe in District of Columbia, they can. Let's get around and let's find out what the intel is going on. How about we tell the FBI, we don't need a bunch of agent provocateurs going in there and causing problems. Federal law enforcement agents breaking out windows. Yeah. Like doing all this shit. Yeah, Nancy Pelosi could have done a whole bunch. She allowed this shit to happen. They didn't know. They knew days before that, hey, there's a protest scheduled for the Capitol, for this area. There's going to be thousands of people were coming into D.C. They knew that a long time before that happened. They could have gotten ahead of that. They allowed it to happen, right? If Nancy Pelosi couldn't have done anything about it, why didn't she release? Why haven't they released all the videotapes from inside the Capitol? Why haven't they released all that shit? Jacob Chansley had to go and like got lucky that Tucker Carlson got some of it to get him out of that, got him out of prison. There are people still sitting in prison. How many of those should be exonerated? Just like Jacob Chansley. This is a total bullshit setup. Was January 6th? Did it really happen? Did a bunch of people do some stupid shit? Sure. Right. Again, you don't. If the thought that you're going to go in a federal fucking building and just fucking, you know, diddly bop around is fucking asinine. Maybe it's a bunch of people who've never been around into federal buildings and secure buildings. Like they just don't really dig with that. Right. But they allowed it to fucking happen.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And everybody spun up. Trump didn't help matters. You know, as much as they say, oh, well, he told them not to go. I watched Trump's speech that day. He was getting people fired the fuck up. Now he might have said, don't go into the Capitol. He might have said that kind of in passing. But when you have a bunch of people who are about ready to clack off like dynamite, don't throw the fucking match. Right? Like
well, I think Yeah, I think the fact that they had all the feds embedded in that, yeah. And who knows what the actual number is these days, but the fact that let's say, you know, for one reason or another, that was justified, right? They're getting in there to figure out what's going on, who's who and who's doing what. Once everything starts going down, wouldn't, as a law enforcement officer, that's when you say, hey, we did all we could and back off and hope it doesn't get all crazy. But they did the opposite. They went in and instigated and made sure it seemed like to me that things got worse and worse. And Pelosi beforehand could have done something. I don't know how much it would have helped or not, but she could have done something and chose not.
You roll a bunch of National Guard troops up in there and you put up barriers, you block it off and say, hey, you guys aren't coming up on the Capitol. It would have gone a long way. I mean, but think about that summer as well, right? You had riots popping up everywhere. And before the riots would start, there'd be pallets of bricks left on the corners. Where are these fucking mysterious pallets of bricks coming from? Right? Has that been investigated? No, not really. Right? It was a whole summer trying to make Donald Trump look fucking bad. Right? He can run his own mouth and make himself look bad, but they really wanted to put a stake in it. Right. And the more I watch what's happening now, they're going to have another 4 years of Donald Trump unless they find some way. Hey, it's not the only requirements to be president of the United States is you have to be over 35 years old and a U.S. citizen. Doesn't say you can't be convicted on some fucking trumped up charges. Right. So with the way they're going, watch to see if Donald Trump doesn't get elected.
Yeah.
why would you vote for, you know, why would people, unless you're a hardcore Democrat, right? Why would you vote for a Gavin Newsom or a Joe Biden? Like, you've seen what they've done. Look at Gavin Newsom, state of California is a state of shit. He's destroyed the state, right? Look at what Joe Biden's doing to our country, right? Like, the reason Donald Trump got elected in the first fucking place was because the Democrats playing their fuck around games with Joe Biden, his policies, Hillary Clinton, her shit. All the shit, they're the reason Donald Trump had the opportunity to get in there.
And it didn't stop him. It just emboldened him.
Yeah.
And they've done it's nonstop. It's to the point where I don't even know what to believe, what not to believe, what's true. Because, I mean, by no means is he any sort of angel or anything like that. But you just don't know from one thing to the next. Who's being completely full of shit? Who's being completely biased? Who's, you know, what's true, what's not? How many of these prosecutors and all these indictments are actually legitimate and how many aren't? I don't have the energy to go down this Donald Trump path.
Do you think any of it's true?
All that stuff out.
My default now, and dude, again, you know, I fucking used to be a flag waving, fucking love my country, all kinds of shit. And I don't like my country right now. I love the idea of America, right? And what we represent, what we could be. But dude, I don't believe fuck all that comes out of our government anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I've had a little bit of a unique experience. I have friends that were on the National Security Council, right? I've fucking been in that. I was in the swamp for a little bit up in DC, like going around looking. It's one of the reasons I fucking got, when I was out, I'm like, fuck this. Like, I can't do this. It's those four counties, you know, four of the five richest counties around Washington, D.C., they're fucking evil. It's corrupt. It's all about making money and giving blowjobs to each other and making sure everybody there fucking feels good. And it's the deep state. It's the thing that, you know, if Kennedy or Ramaswamy gets in there, Ramaswamy wants to go in there and get rid of the Department of Education. All this, hey, I'm all about it. But I don't think he's going to be able to do it because the deep state is deep and it's thick. I mean, dude, let's look at it. They fucking killed Kennedy, John F., and they killed his brother. Like, we pretty much know that. Why? Because the U.S. government won't release the documents. That puts the nail in the coffin on that one. Mm-hmm. Why won't they release those documents? Like, everybody, you know, it used to be, well, maybe it was Russia or maybe it was. With as much as they want to go to town on saying Russia's all fucking all this and that now, don't you think if they had evidence that Russia killed Kennedy, they'd be releasing that shit?
Oh, in a heartbeat. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what they tried to say, right? They try, you know, Russia and Cuba and all this shit, the commies. Yeah. No, because our government and the military industrial complex, the CIA killed that motherfucker.
Yeah, it sort of makes sense, kind of like the Sherlock Holmes thing. When everything else is you've disproven everything else, the only thing that remains has got to be the fact. If it were somebody else's fault, you'd think they'd want to let that out there and say, hey, look, see, we told you it wasn't us. Yeah. But, you know, they're not saying a word about it. So, yeah, I don't trust them for anything. I don't think anybody that does is not paying attention, I don't think. And it's not to say maybe I'm a little bit too critical. We are. I don't think so. But maybe we are. I'll just go there. Maybe, you know, they're not as completely horrible and evil as I think they are.
What are we too critical of?
Well, just some of the things that,
I'm trying to see where your thoughts going on this.
Just some of the things that we talk about with as far as the digital currency and where, in my opinion, where I think they're trying to take things to just grasp more and more and more control. Other people would see that city dwellers and stuff see the bigger government being more support for them and the infrastructure and this and that and all the blah, blah, blah bullshit that the government tells you.
Yeah. And you've had such a flip on that, right? Because back in the 80s and 90s and all that, it was the conservative, it was the right that was really behind the government doing that shit. And now it's completely flipped on its head, right? But what do you have? You have the neocons, right? These people that want war, the people that want the military industrial complex that are big into having this, you know, somewhat fascist state that we live in where government and giant corporations are a bit. You know, I heard a stat the other day. Actually, it was Patrick Bet David did. I don't know if you watch the Valuetainment Patrick Bet David podcast, but he had Vivek Ramaswamy on, and they were talking. And one of the stats that Patrick Bet David brought up was that 88% of the Fortune 500 companies are owned by either BlackRock, State Street, or I can't think of the other one right now, but there's three of them, right?
Vanguard runs BlackRock.
Vanguard. Vanguard, State Street, and BlackRock. They own 88% of the Fortune 500, like of the stock or whatever the fuck it is of the Fortune 500 companies.
Yeah, they run the world. Like how is,
and they're the ones pushing ESG, right? They're the ones pushing all this social because they want it because it makes them money. It secures their position. That's why we live in a semi-fascist state. If Larry Fink, and again, it's not lost on us that his fucking name is Fink, goes to the White House and said, this is what we want. You know what else they own when those Fortune 500 companies? They own the all the military industrial complex companies. They own the Raytheons, the McDonnell, like all those, the major companies in that. Weird that we're still pumping money and war shit into Ukraine. You know what we started doing about a week ago now? I think it was last week or maybe 2 weeks ago that Biden pushed out. That using the legal means that they have that they've concocted to give money to Ukraine, he's going to start giving money for weapons to Taiwan now. They want to start giving weapons to Taiwan. We don't even have enough fucking 155 rounds left to give Ukraine. We're out of them pretty much. But we're going to start giving our shit to fucking Taiwan, drumming up a war with fucking China. Right? Did you hear him the other day? Oh, China and Russia just sailed through Alaska. We had to send the Navy up there to run them off. Because you're provoking the fuck out of these guys. Of course they're going to come back and poke at you. We poke at them. We drive our boats off of fucking China and piss them off.
Yeah, that's interesting that it's like, hey, this has been so profitable and worked out so well that, you know, let's go round two here in Taiwan because that's something that could easily that, you know, I've got to do is pour a little bit of gasoline on that fire. We'd set that off real quick. Yeah, that's interesting. Speaking of all that, you know, the digital currency and all that stuff, I saw this the other day and I wanted to get your thoughts on this. And then I want to move to Biden and Facebook and all that. But this chick, I saw this, I think yesterday. And this is the problem, I think, with the world. This chick is super excited that she's getting ready to pay just with the palm of her hand. Let me play this real quick.
I'm at Whole Foods and I'm about to pay for my groceries with my... It'll work. That's the coolest thing ever.
That's the coolest thing ever. Am I the only one that thinks that is not the coolest thing ever? I think that's some scary shit because of the ramifications of other things.
Well, that's where they're pushing the digital currencies.
Yeah.
Like that's on, it's already being talked about. that they want to get it off your phone when they come out with the CB, the central bank digital currency, the FedNow app and all that, that they want it to come off your phone. And literally it's everything. Dude, I got into prepping and all the conspiracy theories back in the fucking 80s, right? Illuminati, all that stuff. And it was the mark of the beast. They're going to put it in your forehead or your hand. Well, we see it's where they're doing it. It's going to be this computer chip. And you know what, whether you think it's the mark of the beast or not, it leads nowhere fucking good.
Don't even need a computer chip now. It's just the palm of your hand.
Is she doing it from a hand scan?
Yeah, she just right over the little scanner thing. Let me see if it actually shows it in this video. Let me put this back on and let me zoom it out a little bit so we can get the whole video in here.
I'm at Whole Foods and I'm about to pay for my groceries with my...
Yeah, just right over the top there.
Yeah, I know, but is it reading a chip? Rather than her palm
print. I think it's just her palm print. Okay. Yeah, I would have to look into that, but I'm pretty sure it's just her palm print, there's all sorts of different things. Even if it's not, you know, the government, the NSA trying to collect all your data. Say you've got a palm print on a window or something, you know, somebody with the right technology could steal all your shit.
That chick probably has a little boy at home that she has wearing a dress and telling him that he's a chick.
Yeah, probably.
Dude, hey, I just so you know, I went and looked up Pfizer, the three biggest shareholders. The number one is Vanguard, owns 8.1% of Pfizer. BlackRock and State Street own 7.3% and 5%. So 20% of Pfizer is owned between those three companies.
20%?
20% of Pfizer is owned between BlackRock, Vanguard, and State Street.
And I'll tell you what, with Pfizer, just the fact of the billions of dollars they put into advertising, and every third commercial you see on TV programming is a commercial for either old people or gay people or, you know, whatever it is, a pharmaceutical company. Mm-hmm. We're screwed. There's no way possible we get the correct information from any of these news agencies, because they can't say word one about the, you can't bite the hand that feeds, right? So you're not going to hear anything from them about pharmaceutical companies. And then BlackRock runs everything else. So you're not going to hear anything bad about that. And all these politicians' pockets are lined by all of these people. So
dude, you had Bill Gates, right? Lobbying hard for the vaccine early on. That dude had $50 million. I want to believe, I think it is a Pfizer. Maybe it's Moderna. He had $50 million. After the pandemic, he cashed out with over $500 million in that stock. And now he's like, oh yeah, we need to fix the vaccines. We need to go something a little bit different, right? And now, and he just bought into a company in India that's doing a nasal spray COVID vaccine. And now he's pushing that. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Those old vaccines, not so good. He got his $500 million. Now he's moved on. Now he's trying to promote his other shit.
Yeah. Hey, the calling guy too in the chat, he said, if Joe Biden is such a confused old man with dementia, how could he orchestrate this genius criminal crime ring and cover it up?
He's not orchestrating it. Joe Biden is gone.
Yeah, he's not orchestrating crap. He's the figurehead. He's the guy they stuck up there to say, keep everybody distracted while we get our
shit done. Go watch Weekend at Bernie's, man. He's the guy. He's Bernie.
Yeah.
He ain't orchestrating shit right now. That's what the terrible thing about it, right? Like at some, you know, mostly you could say, oh, the president's orchestrating that. He's not. Like, he ain't in charge. That dude's not coming up with shit. Like, you know, like, come on. He can barely hold it the fucking together, you know, going out there shaking hands with the air, fucking having the Easter bunny tell him which way to go. Like, dude, this guy's fucked up. So he's not doing this stuff. It's the state's running, the deep state, all his fucking... His little the cronies that are propping him up are having him run it.
I would say probably Obama probably had quite a bit of say in the way things were going down, but it was hand in hand with everything else that was going on.
I think it's a whole fucking crew. Because I mean, if you're going to take it all the way up to the World Economic Forum and all the way back down, it's all Victoria Nuland. You know, like, I mean, they have Victoria Nuland them on. You know, on video talking about early in Ukraine saying, oh, this is who we're going to put in charge. We're doing all this. They're all playing kingmaker. They're all making money on the back end. Fauci lying about the vaccine. Right. Right. And on the back end, he's making money off of it. Right. He's getting money from that. Like, they're all fucking corrupt. And so, yeah, no, Biden's just the fucking figurehead, man. He's the guy that they're dangling out there. Now they're about ready to dump all They're watch. I've been saying it, what, for a year and a half, 2 years now? They're going to hang all their dirty laundry on Biden's neck when they launch him out of office.
Yeah.
Right. Or when they don't reelect. Oh, yeah. Biden's the one's fucked up. All of our fucked up problems are on him. That dude can barely hold his shit together.
Yeah. Yeah. And he can't defend himself if they decide to. No. So, yeah. Freaking moron. All right. So I wanted to I'm not sharing anything right now. Let me see if I can pull this up. I wanted to get your thoughts on this because I saw this, I believe, yesterday. And I read a few different, I saw this on Ground News. So I read a few, not all different, not the whole articles, but saw a few different headlines and read a few. And this one right here, I think is funny because they say the Biden administration ordered Facebook. A lot of them talk about how they asked Facebook. So, you know, ordered Facebook. I'm not so sure about that. But what this talks about was this was back during the coronavirus. And it's just another example of the government getting into social media and trying to silence crap. But the title of this article right here is "The Biden Administration Orders Facebook to Change Its Algorithm to Suppress Conservatives." And what they're talking about in this is the Daily Wire, the Ways, organizations like that, and instead of them promote the New York Times, the Washington Post, people like that. That's what they were telling them to do, is tweak your algorithm. That to me, and this isn't, you know, anything new, other than you know, it's just we saw it all going on with Twitter. I guarantee you this is going on more and more so with Facebook and all that. And I guarantee you Facebook probably said, yeah, we'll do that.
Sure they did. Because they're all bought into the narrative there. And don't forget, like, you have a lot of people, I mean, a lot of fucking people that leave the intel community and the federal security state, the FBI, former agency people, former whatever alphabet put your fucking initials behind your name on their resume, and are going out there and working. So it's, and they're working in security. They're working in all these departments to handle this shit. Mm-hmm. So it's not a big fucking stretch. And go back and read the Twitter files. Go read Matt Taibbi's Twitter files. Go on Twitter, just put Twitter files up and read through those threads. They were balls deep into social media, making social media do whatever the fuck they wanted. And social media went along with it, right? Their big problem was that you had a billionaire and Elon Musk come along and buy Twitter and expose a bunch of this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But Facebook, we see it on there. Right. Go put a prepping post up on Facebook and see how it does. Go say anything that the left may take as bad and see how much traction you get. I go over there and I put a puppy picture up or a sunset picture, 100 likes. Put a picture, put something up about, hey, you should probably be prepared in case something bad happens, and not even any conspiracy shit. 3. Why is that? Because it's getting throttled by Facebook. We saw it with YouTube. We saw our channel with YouTube,
mm-hmm.
right? We had live stream shut off when we talked about the deep state, right? We saw our numbers get tanked as they started ratcheting stuff up. So no, it's 100% what is they're straight up commie fascist fucks.
Yeah, I think it's pretty damn dangerous, even for people that feel like that misinformation, quote unquote misinformation, needs to be shut down and for the safety and security of everybody involved and all that blah blah blah. Who is it that, you know, to have the government be the arbiter of truth and decide what's misinformation and what should be put out there? That's a pretty slippery slope, and that's pretty dangerous, because when they start to crack down on stuff, the government doesn't like to stop doing shit, right? When they get a taste for blood, it's not like the government goes, okay, we've gone too far with this. We're starting to tax you too much. We're going to rein this in a little bit and slow down the whole taxation thing, right? The government doesn't work like that. So the more that they can control these companies, that because social media now is the telecommunications of the, you know, the 70s and 80s and all that stuff, the more they can control this stuff, and they have to control this stuff, the less that we're going to be able to say and do, the less we're going to have access to the information that we want to have access to. And by doing that, you sort of get that next generation of people that are just dumbed down because that's all they see. So yeah. it's, and I don't see it stopping. I mean, this is just another example.
This is the whole, we got to protect you from yourselves, right? And the protection from ourselves is what the government keeps going to in order to erode our freedoms, right? In order to cause problems. Like our fucking government, how many Americans have died because of our government in foreign conflicts? Look at Vietnam. Go back to the Gulf of Tonkin incident happened August of 64, right? They ginned up an incident to get us, that Johnson used to get us deep into the war, right? And what was that about? Oh, we got to protect us from commies. Those commies over there with their fucking rice hats and their fucking flip-flops, yeah, they're going to be a problem for us. No, it was to fund the military-industrial complex to get us into a fucking war. How many times have we used that same bullshit, Patriot Act, right? Over and over again. Iraq. I mean, go back, just go to Iraq. Oh, we got to go invade Iraq because he's going to, you know, they might be able to get some chemical weapons that attack Israel, attack us. You know, we got to go invade them. All fucking lies, right? Yeah. It's always, we got to protect people. We got to protect us. We got to protect you, right? Why do we have the Department of Homeland Security now, right? Oh, because people smuggled box cutters on the fucking airplanes, right? The security at the time of 9/11, all the security at the airports was private security. And you know what they did? They enforced the federal government standards for what was allowed on planes. At the time, the federal government allowed box cutters on fucking planes. But then what did they do? Oh, we need to get rid of this private security. Let's increase the size of the government. Let's put the Patriot Act in. Again, all this stuff, they do it under, if I hear the government say something's for good for kids, fuck them, you're right? Like, why is our education system a fucking mess? Because they keep saying every election, oh, we got to do this for the kids. They keep coming out and saying, we got to protect you. You know, we got to protect you. Give up some more of your rights. No, you know what? We have guns. We can protect ourselves. Fuck off.
Yeah. Sorry, I had to. I'm trying to figure out how to block this troll in the freaking chat because he just won't go away. But you know, if you don't like a show, don't watch it. I mean, that's what I do. If there's somebody on YouTube or something or wherever I'm watching a video and I don't like what I'm hearing, I go away. I don't sit there and drop stupid crap in the chat. So
here's the problem: you can't anywhere you go in life, you're going to run into trolls and cocksuckers. Right? Yeah. And so it just the thing, right? You want to come over here and shit on our chat? Have at it, man. You know what? Go ahead.
Yeah. It just makes it hard when I'm trying to.
Hey, thanks for giving us putting all the shit in the chat, because every message you put helps the channel out. So I really appreciate you helping the channel out.
Yeah. Yeah. Go watch a video you do enjoy. You only get to live once, man. Don't spend it unless you're just really enjoying yourself. And then go ahead and leave your stupid comments. At any rate, and you know what? I'm over that shit. But yeah, it's just more and more of the same. And it's going to get to the point eventually where people are just, you know, just dumbed down by the whole process. And this is everything's super clean. Everything's super safe. All you can see on social media is cat pictures and what people are eating for dinner, because that's all that matters. That's all we should be worried about. We can't be worried about what the powers that be and all these other people are doing. We just need to be worried about ourselves and how manicured our front lawn is and all that crap. So, yeah. One other thing, too, I want to talk about here, and I saw this the other day, and I really haven't heard much about this, but do you know what the No Labels Party is?
Oh, is this what, what's the senator that fuckstick from West Virginia says he's going to run as an independent or third party?
Yeah, what I've read, and I need to look into this, it's almost like a Democrat-leaning, they want to take a third party because they basically, everybody sucks, basically, is what they're saying. Biden sucks, you know, Gavin Newsom sucks, they all suck. So we're going to, if we can get somebody to run as a third party, a no labels party, then we're going to do that. But I think it was, I'm trying to see here where it was, the Third Way and Move On are trying to attack these guys and basically shut them down because they think they're going to take away. They're basically saying that you're guaranteeing Trump get elected if you, you know, nominate some third party or something like this. The reason I bring this up is because this is something that, yes, maybe it would screw one party or the other initially, but this is something that's got to happen. Otherwise, we're going to be stuck with the same bullshit for however long we last, basically.
Yeah. Well, and part of the problem is with this, I think the party that you're talking about, I think it's Joe Manchin is the center, right? And he's doing it. Like, dude, Joe Manchin is so fucking deep into the deep state. Joe Manchin is such an establishment fuck. Like, you know, his daughter's been part of the pharmaceutical shit that's gone on and had problems. And, you know, like, dude, he's as deep as any of them, right? He's just, I think he's losing his grip on the ability to get reelected in West Virginia. He's trying to remain relevant and, you know, seeing if he can get something out of the Democratic Party. Like, oh, I'll go ahead and do this and I'll strip votes away from you guys. Whatever. Again, if anybody's looking to vote for a Democrat, well, and including Joe Manchin, like that is the level of establishment people. Like, if you're looking to vote for someone from the establishment, then you're a fucking retard anyhow. So get what you get, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, wrong one. Turning my picture off. Yeah, I don't know. It's just, I think, I don't know if this is a good idea or not. Brandon was saying that they're about skewing the results and things like that. I think there's got to legitimately be, like Donald Trump had to run as a Republican. Ramaswamy's going to have to run one way or the other because you're not allowed to do it any other way. And that to me is just complete BS. Yes, you can run as an independent, but they make it so incredibly hard for you to get anywhere.
Or you don't get on debate stages. You don't, like, again, it's the two, it's why they're the uniparty, right? It's the two parties putting everything on lockdown. They're the, you know, two wings of the same bird, man, right? They're putting everything on lockdown so they could play their fuck around games and just keep doing what they've been doing and just trying to eliminate everybody who can get in there. It's the trash can theory of politics, right? Trash can theory of management is when you have to make a decision, or you got somebody that's going to make a decision on your behalf, right? Or like a boss, and they say, hey, what do you think we should do about this? You give them several options, but give them all options that you can live with, right? And so then when they pick one of the options, it's one of the options you want. So they keep acting like we get a choice, right? But we really don't get a choice. Yeah. We get what the party tells us we're going to get. Whether you're a Democrat or a Republican, you're getting what your party tells you you're going to get. Right. You have no fucking say so in that. And so, you know, like, oh, the primaries and shit. Come on. We saw how they, you know, I'm not a Bernie fan, but we saw how the Democratic Party tanked fucking Bernie in the Iowa caucuses. Total fucking shady shit that went on with that. Right. Like, you're getting who they get. You know, do you think, like, I don't know, maybe a bunch of Karens out here in California wanted to vote for Joe Biden. But I'm pretty sure that had they run somebody different, they probably would have wanted somebody other than Joe Biden. But they're voting against Trump. The bottom line is, yeah, we need a third party, but they've established the system is so deep now, like with the way they do donations and how and all the little rules and regs that they've put in, that it's cemented the parties in place. I don't think you can ever see it. It's Tulsi Gabbard had a talk on it one time where she's like, it's impossible for a third party candidate to really do anything. Now, with that said, all that was before 49 plus percent of the electorate identified as independents. Right. If you do get a third party candidate out there, you know, that everybody want, you know, if Ramaswamy were to run as a third party or JFK or RFK, they might tear up the election.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of people that don't want either of those, you know, don't want Trump or don't want Biden.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm still trying to, this idiot is just going nuts in the chat.
You let it go, bro. Stop.
Well, I know. I just wanted to say, I'm pissed at Rumble because they don't allow me to do what I want to do. And it shouldn't be an issue. And it is an issue. So
stop having a hissy fit, dude.
Oh, I'm not.
We got a show.
I'm not. yeah, but it's, I don't know. It all adds to the whole Banana Republic, bullshit that has been going on. I mean, it makes you look back at like the Obama years when all this started kind of rolling, right? Or at least boiling over it's been boiling for a while, but it started boiling over the top in the Obama years. That was sort of like normal times. Ever since then, it has just been completely off the rails. When you talk about Hillary, you talk about Trump, you talk about Biden, you talk about all the crap that's gone on in the last decades. It just seems like we've completely lost sight of anything that used to be the way we used to think as Americans, the way we used to operate as Americans. And even though it was shady back then too, some parts of it, it just seems like intentional insanity, something like that, I suppose. Like no,
we're being led down. They're trying to keep us distracted. Right. So we're being led down the path and they're distracting us from everything because they have us fighting amongst ourselves. It's nonstop where we fight amongst ourselves. You know, everything's about identity politics. Everything's about cancel culture. Everything's about ratcheting up the rhetoric. So what are you going to do? Right. That's what a lot of people bite into it. Right. It's kind of like, you know, when you're doing a show and you got a fuck stick come on there and wants to fuck up the chat. And then the guy running the show doesn't pay attention to what's going on because he's so worried about the other shit. Right. Everybody needs to stop looking at fucking Chinese shit and focus on what's really happening. Right. You're looking at the wizard behind the fucking curtain pulling the fucking levers. Right. We can see now the curtain's been pulled back. We see what's going on out there. Right. But most people buy into the bullshit. You know, most people go way down the rabbit hole of getting emotionally invested in this shit instead of saying, hey, let me see what's going on. Let me analyze this. Let me figure it out. They just get fed whatever Fox News and MSNBC and CNN feeds to them.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and that's I sort of get it with some people because there's you only have so much time in your day and there's only and with all the things that are going on in the world these days, you don't have time to dig deep into all this crap. So when you see it on the news and they present it in this nice, you know, fancy little nice, super, super great way, then that is your opinion going forward after watching something like that, because you haven't really dug deeper into anything. And that's just sort of the line that people are getting fed. And then when you get an administration that tells you that everybody else that doesn't say this or say that is completely full of shit, then other people start to think that, this has got to be wrong because I've heard it from 14 different people. Well, all 14 of those different people are all getting paid by the same people, those two or three corporations you were talking about.
Well, that was what Clinton did. Clinton in the 90s went and deregulated the media industry, mainstream media, right? And you went from like 60 fucking broadcast companies down to like six major companies run it all. So that way they can be part of the establishment and they can fucking own it, right? But part of what's happening though, I think is like right now, I just looked it up and the stat is from the 2021. And it says 16% of Americans primarily get their news from cable television, 16%. You know who that is? It's the fucking boomers. Mm-hmm. Right. And that's about done. What's getting ready to happen is podcasts and live streaming and video channels like, you know, the Joe Rogan, Patrick Bet David, all these guys that have these massive followings, they're going to take over. Right. Like mainstream media is fucking done. This might be the last election, maybe two couple elections that mainstream media has a huge influence on it.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll see, because while we're going to see a whole lot with this next one coming up, as far as how far they're willing to take it, I suppose, because if there's, and you know, there's going to be, if there's any fuckery going on whatsoever, it's everybody is watching. So regardless of what happens, even just the small crap is going to be amplified one side or the other, you know, more so on one side than the other, but it'll be interesting to see how the things play out, what they do, and then moving forward, where we go from here. Like I said before, if we get another 4 years of this same sort of administration, I don't know how long we last.
Ramaswamy, he talks about it. And he talks about revolution, right? And he's talking about having a revolution at the polls. But what he says is, you know, when you cut people off and you cut their voice off and you censor them, eventually that's going to come out as screaming and shouting. And screaming and shouting is going to lead to fighting, right? Like, I don't know how far we're away from that. Hopefully a long ways away from that. But that's where we're heading if they want to keep playing their fuck around games. We're heading there. And I think most people, at least most people of our inclination, they accept that. And they're like, okay, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. It's sort of a, you know, as far as prepping goes and all that, it's a take care of yourself, take care of your situation, and just be as ready as you can be for, you know, whatever happens. And maybe it doesn't. Maybe it does go on for longer. Maybe it goes, it's sort of the whole biblical thing, right? With Revelations, where you don't know when it's going to happen. You know, it could be 500 years from now. It could be 100 years from now. But we think it's completely horrible right now. But if we have no idea how completely horrible it can get finally cave and say enough is enough.
I mean, you think about it. We're on the earth for like 80 years, give or take. Right. We're here for a fucking blink of an eye. At some point, you're right. At some point, the world's going to get wiped out. At some point, humankind is going to go extinct, most likely, unless we get off the fucking planet. Right. We're heading towards that. When does it happen? At some point, the United States is going to fucking probably fall apart. Like there's a beginning and end to everything. Right. It's just, is it now? Is it later? And what is the, you know, what's the ass pain that you go through as we march towards that? You know, does the U.S. come back? I don't see us coming back because the politicians have no incentive, really. Like, because it's all about the politicians to, you know, keep in power and making money and all that bullshit. So, and what do they keep doing? They keep skewing the rules. They keep writing new regs, new federal laws, all that stuff that gives them more power. The Patriot Act, right? I mean, all this shit that we talk about all the fucking time. Do you ever see them give up power? No, they never give up power. So do I see it getting better? No, not until there's some sort of, you know, revolution. And maybe that revolution is, you know, getting enough people on board to put I think term limits would be what go a long way to fixing our country. Right. Yeah. Cause then it's like, well, I better, you know, I'm not going to sit here for, you know, Joe Biden, 50 fucking years, 55 years in federal government. Instead, I'm going to actually try to do something because I know I have to go back out and be part of what I'm doing. So,
yeah. Yeah. Well, you think back through history and everything, and you got all these different countries that have gone through the ebbs and flows and all that, Greece, Spain, Rome, even England, and they've changed fundamentally and they've gone through some crap. So it doesn't mean that the United States is going to be off the map. It may still be a United States, but it could look completely different. I mean, who knows? It could be, you know, the 36 United States, or I mean, I don't know. But throughout history, something always happens to these countries because they can't sustain. They get too big for their britches. Rome is a perfect example. They think they're big and bad and can do whatever the hell they want. And then they find out they can't, or somebody takes them down a couple pegs. But
it's people that live without having any problems. It's people that live in safety, right? When Rome had all the shit going, what'd you have? You had a bunch of legions out on the perimeter handling, you know, keeping the bad shit away. And so the people in Rome, they didn't, you know, I mean, I imagine it compared to now, it probably was a lot different, but they felt safe all the time. Like these people here in LA, these people fucking worrying about a pigeon that died in a park. Like literally 100 messages in a Facebook thread over a fucking pigeon, right? That's people who don't have, for the most part, who don't really ever had to struggle, right? Like they just think that shit's fucking bad.
Yeah. Yeah. No shit. All right. So I do need to get out of here tonight. We got some plans going on, Lisa and I, this evening. So
going to dinner.
Yeah. Yeah. I haven't been out to eat we try not to go out to eat. One, because it's expensive, and two, I would rather just cook at home. You know, it's in your food and it's healthier and all that. But if we are going to go out to eat, it's going to be an actual restaurant where they actually cook the food and actually make the food out of actual food rather than, you know, Taco Bell or whatever. Yeah, it'll be fun. Date night kind of thing. Just get out, get away from everything. Nice. And unplug from the whole computer, quit staring at a computer monitor and all that I've been doing for a month straight. So everyone in the chat, except for that one person, appreciate you all joining in tonight. Sorry if if that person messed up your whole time, but I appreciate you all joining in regardless. We will be back next week. I'm not sure what we're going to talk about, but I'm sure it'll be a bunch of the same BS crap, Banana Republic crap going on. So With that, you have anything else to add, Brian, before we get out of here?
No, man. Everybody, you have a great week, and we'll see you next Sunday.
All right, everyone. Take care and prepare. We'll talk to you all later.
Thank you for listening to another episode of The Survival Preppers. Be sure to subscribe on your favorite podcasting platform so you never miss an episode. And don't forget to join us on YouTube for our weekly live shows. For more information or to connect with Duff and Dale, visit thesurvivalpreppers.com or thebugoutlocation.com for members-only content and prepping courses. See everyone next time.